Feds failed to deport illegal alien charged with raping 10-year-old girl. By John Binder on July 15, 2022. An illegal alien charged with raping a 10-year-old girl who later traveled to Indiana for an abortion successfully evaded deportation from the United States for years. As Breitbart News reported, 27-year-old illegal alien Gerson Fuentes has been arrested and charged with raping a 10-year-old girl who then became pregnant. The girl's case was later cited by President Joe Biden and the establishment media after she traveled to Indiana from Ohio to have an abortion on June 30 at 6 weeks and 3 days pregnant. Fuentes, according to his attorney, has lived in the United States for at least 7 years and worked at a cafe in Columbus, Ohio. In a statement to Breitbart News, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) official said the agency had not previously encountered Fuentes and that he had no previous immigration history. The ICE statement suggests that Fuentes likely arrived in the United States after successfully crossing the southern border without having been detected by Border Patrol agents. Every month, tens of thousands of illegal aliens enter the U.S. the same way. The immigration enforcement failure speaks to a larger problem for the federal government. As millions of illegal aliens live in the U.S. without ever being encountered by ICE agents or deported. Their whereabouts are often unknown to agents. Even as 11 to 22 million illegal aliens live in the United States, President Joe Biden's administration deported fewer than 60,000 illegal aliens in fiscal year 2021, a drop of more than 68% compared to fiscal year 2020, when more than 185,000 illegal aliens were deported, and a drop of 78% compared to fiscal year 2019, when more than a quarter of a million illegal aliens were deported. Fuentes's case swept international headlines after Biden repeated the story twice during speeches at the White House. He cited the case as evidence that girls and women would have to travel out of red states to seek abortions following the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade in June. Despite Biden's claims, Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost noted that although Ohio has greatly limited abortion across the state, its law allows for medical emergencies, which include cases like the 10-year-old girl who was raped. As Breitbart News reported, although Fuentes allegedly admitted to twice raping the 10-year-old girl, her mother seemingly defended him in an interview with Telemundo. "She's fine. Everything that they're saying against him is a lie," the mother told Telemundo in Spanish. Fuentes remains in the Franklin County jail on a $2 million bail. ICE agents have placed a detainer on him so that if he is released from local custody at any time, he will be turned over to their custody for arrest and deportation. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.